All right, everybody. We're finally back with Raider Rants. This is, you like that?
Raider Rants?
Raider Rants. All right, I'm going to fix the camera right here. Hang on. The first time doing this show, the one-sided view. I'm gonna give more love to you, okay, than me. All right. I like that one. Yeah, I like that. So, Coach, it feels just like yesterday. It really does.
Oh, yeah.
Like last week that we were here sitting together and talking about the podcast and talking about the games and everything.
Oh, well, I've had quite a few of our supporters ask, you know, when's the podcast start back up? You know, and I think that's great. It's great for you. It's great for our basketball team. It's great for Lynchburg in general.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is the coolest thing ever.
And it's fun. And it was so awesome, dude, to see you guys last year go as far as you guys did. I mean, it was so fun. And going to the games, too. I mean, yeah. If people just listen to this, you really got to go to the games, too, because it was so fun. It was just fun watching the style of basketball. And the girls, it was just super fun to watch them. And the younger one, you know, just so we got, it seems like we got a bunch to talk about. And what have you guys been up to so far up to this point? I know our first game.
Well, we've already played 6 games.
Okay.
And we started in we went to a Hall of Fame tournament in Whitwell a few weeks ago. We played Whitwell and we played Silverdale Academy, which is a private school around Chattanooga. I've never heard of them before. We didn't know what to expect, but we went down there and we played Whitwell first, and we were victorious there, and we beat them. And then literally the girls went in the locker room, changed uniforms. I don't know why they didn't keep us in the same uniform, but they made us put on our away jerseys and come right back out and start the next game. And we had more energy and more fire in us playing the second game, and we did the first game, and we were victorious in that game also, and played good and played with a lot of passion and, you know, and poise. And I was really pleased with the girls, you know, that day. Now, yeah, Brandon,
it's hard to go more than one game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you have to really balance that. You have to really balance like the energy there for fatigue. Mm-hmm. There's so much when you're just doing more, you know, in one game you just let it all, and then when you play in multiple games, there's more strategy to it.
Yeah, and people forget that, you know, basketball is like a high speed game of checkers. You make a move, I make a move, you make a move. So it's got a lot of mental stuff to it too, and for those young ladies to come out and play 2 games back to back, you know, and execute, and we changed defenses a lot. We did some different things on offense a lot. And they did fine. I was pleased with them. And
anything tremendously different on the offenses and defenses that you can spill?
Well, no, we're probably playing more full court defense than what we did last year. But you know, a lot of that changes from opponent to opponent.
Yeah, it just depends based on who you're playing.
And we ended up playing, we won those 2 games, and then we transitioned into a Thanksgiving tournament in Cornersville,
right,
which it was their first year to have this tournament. And they invited a lot of the best teams around. We played Culioca first game, and we beat those girls. And then we played Loretto, which is I think they're ranked number one in AA.
It's very hard.
We lost by 7, and we could easily, if we shot the ball a little bit better from the free throw line, we could have been in that game. Now, we had some injuries. We've had our share of some injuries. And Ellie Graham didn't start that game because she's been out 3 weeks. She turned her ankle in a play day we went to in Nashville. We went to Nashville and played, Franklin. We played Franklin High School, which is, I guess, their 4A school, and we beat them. And then had to race across town to Page and play Brentwood Academy. And Ellie blocked the girl's shot and landed funny on her ankle. Rolled it, same one she hurt last year at the end of the season. And so her mom, you know, being a trooper, she took her to the best specialist there was. I think she drove her all the way to the same guy that works on the Titans players and had her do some work. And so she came back a lot sooner than we thought, and I didn't start her that game because she'd been out against Loretto. But if we'd have started her, you know, we might have had a different outcome. And then we played Summertown, and now they got after us pretty good. We turned the ball over too much, and we didn't play real well that game. And then we bounced back and played again last night. We had to play regular season, and Culioca was on our schedule. It was our sixth game, but it was our boys' first game because our boys did so well in football. You know, Coach they Brown had, the, had to
yeah,
get
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah.
And we played good last night. We beat them by 35 points, I guess.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Several girls in double figures.
And this used to be – I think Culioca was in the district, our district – now, this is like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, are they still Cornersville and Culioca that over there that way? Okay. So
Culioca's not. They keep changing it. You know, they've changed it again because, you know, where next year, I think Cornersville leaves the district and it goes over and they'll be in a district with Santa Fe and.
And that's the thing. Like, so they stay, they go to, they're in one, and then they go to two, and then they come back to one.
Oh yeah, they move around.
That's the confusing part of it. Yeah,
that's one thing I like about Lynchburg. We're gonna be single A. You know.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
For us to move up to Double A, they'd have to probably start a new division of Jack Daniels out here and go to, and you know, open up enough to have enough. Jobs for people to move in and
right, yeah,
you know,
I haven't like a Jack Daniels for us to, town,
yeah, but I don't see us moving up. But there's nothing. It's like last night, my bookkeeper Janice Harder, she rode the bus back with us, and we were talking about, and she made a statement. There's nothing more fun than single A country basketball. It is. I mean, it packs
fun.
It out.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah,
it's
packed out. The fans are enthusiastic about it. Like
it
our middle school games are full.
Yeah, you know? That's what I love about it. Yeah, and people who don't are just when they, you know, who just are around here, and you've mm-hmm. called it. You've coached at the college level. You know, you'll go to places and there's nobody in the stands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just the game of basketball. You have to love the game, and there's no enthusiasm. You're not getting anything from anybody else, but people are just playing out there. You go to AAU games, it's just the kids out there, you know. And the bigger schools have the bigger stadiums, but they're not always filled.
No,
I mean, sometimes
not.
The 1A schools could go and outdo the bigger, like 4A, 5A schools.
Last night was storm. It was a storm going on.
Right,
Weather was bad.
Everybody was closing down everything.
You went to the game, we had more fans. We were the visiting team. We had more fans than Culioca did. But it's like that a lot. I mean, I had a gentleman tell me at the store down the road, he goes, I'll bet all them games unless they put Yellowstone on, you know, Tuesdays and Friday nights.
Yeah, that's a big, yeah.
I'll be
there. That's a big, yeah. That's a big
show. He goes, right now in my week, I look forward to seeing you guys play basketball, and I like watching Yellowstone on Sunday nights.
So fun. It's one of the staples here. It really is. It's one of the staples going to watch Moore County. It's a staple here. It should be on TripAdvisor.
Oh, it should be. I mean, I told my wife, we went, you know, she's not a sports fanatic, you know, but bless her heart, and which is good for us because we don't really talk basketball.
That's
you know, she has her job, I have my job, and we don't sit and talk about it when
exactly when you get home. Yeah,
and that's good.
That's
but
I
now
got
she likes she we've got you know, I, she's got some her close friends that are they live here in Lynchburg, and their daughter cheers, and we go to the football games, and then she was like, I can't believe all the people here, and I said, yeah, it's gonna be that way. You know, I love that. I like that our fans are passionate about it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's more crowded. You know, it's always more crowded when you have a district game, it seems like. And have we played anybody? I kind of strayed off from that. Have we played anybody in the district so far?
No, we won't. Okay. We won't have district games till after first of year.
Wow. Yeah. Who is, do you know who it is?
Our district is the same as it was last year.
Okay, so nothing's changed. Are they changing it? Because I read in the news, was it the football that they're changing, like the whole 1A? Do you know that, Jason? Changing. Did I make that up?
No, they're changed. Football moved up. I think ours stays the same. Our district will be the same this year. Now, next year, we'll lose Cornersville, but our district is Lynchburg, Moore County, Huntland, Cornersville, Fayetteville City, Eagleville, and I guess is that five teams? I hope I'm not leaving anybody out. So those are – we have five teams in our district. Next year, we will only have four.
Right.
Which I like the old days when we had 10.
Golly, I remember. Let's go back to the good old – let's go back to the good old days. Isn't that crazy? Good old days is like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I remember – well, sort of 10 years. I mean, people were starting to do that.
It makes scheduling hard when you don't have a big district because you're playing.
Oh, of course, you have eight games in the tournament. That's only 8 games, and you got to play 30, right?
24 is the
minimum. 24 is the minimum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you get a Hall of Fame, and you have some counting your tournament play. If you do well. You know, you can get up to 30 games. I think we probably played close to 30.
I was about
tournament.
To say. I thought y'all played.
Like we played quite a bit.
Yeah. What about who is the first in the district? Like in January, I'm assuming it's in January.
I'd have to look right off the hand. I'm not 100% sure right now who our district plays. I take it one game at a time. I think it's bad luck to look ahead. Now I've known coaches before that look at their schedule and they try to predict what their schedule. Well, this could be a win. This could be.
They already go and try to predict everything.
Like I tell them, that's a basketball, not a crystal ball.
There you go.
You never know. Like right now, a lot of teams, it's happened to us. We've had a lot of kids with the flu and stuff.
And you can never.
You get something go through your team at the wrong time. I mean, that could just like an injury, it could affect you, affect your practices and all that stuff. But I think, our district's going to be tough, just like it was last year. I think that we have a shot to be one of the teams to contend for. Well, Huntland will be good again.
And I was about to say, that was my two questions. You won district champion.
Well, my girls did. I sat over there and clapped for them, cheered for them. They did it. I didn't have one rebound that game.
You guys won last year. And so who do you think, is a contender as far as in the district? Of course, everybody. You don't want to let your guard down. Of course, anybody. Mm-hmm. You got to stay humble. Stay humble, of course. Yeah. But who are the ones that are really show a lot of potential
this
year?
Well, Huntland has a lot of their returning starters back. They lost one or two key players, but they got their kids that did the majority of scoring are back. Eagleville's got their girls back. I don't think they had any seniors leave. So they'll be – and they got some experience that some of those girls over there have been starting since they were freshmen. Fayetteville City lost some, but they got a new little point guard who she's a little left-handed point guard. She's fast. She's quick. And Cornersville's, they've improved – from last year, they've got some girls on their team that's been playing and starting since they were freshmen and they're seniors. So my team is probably the youngest. If you look at it, we have two seniors returning with Macy Fletcher and Paisley Logan. We have one junior, and that's Ava Butts. She played for me in middle school, but she had to sit out last year because she transferred. And then I probably have the best sophomore class around. I got a great group of sophomore girls, and then we have three freshmen with Bella Tucker, Mackenzie Goodwin, and Keely Kendrick. And then there's some eighth grade girls that when their season's over, we'll probably move them up and let them be a part of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a big influence too for them. That just to watch when they start in eighth grade to go. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, when they get finished with their season. Yeah, now their middle school season goes on.
Momentum. Yeah, yeah.
It goes
on
a little longer now because they actually have a chance to compete for a state tournament stuff the way they do it now. And Coach White, Holly White, Chris's wife, she does a great job with them. I watched them play the other night, and I was tickled to death with them, watching them play. And they love it. You know, when they're in middle school, they just love it. You know, they don't, some of the stuff that you take for granted when you get older, then you watch them because they're playing it because it's fun. It's still fun. And as a coach, sometimes I'm guilty of that too. You know, it's hard not to take the fun out of it. And I've been hard on the girls here in the last couple weeks. But if they, I'm always harder in the beginning. You know, you got to break them down and kind of build them back up.
Yeah.
But we played good last night. In the last couple of days, the girls have been, they've really been united. Like, wherever they were, you'd see them in the hall. You didn't just see one. You'd see a lot of the players going and sticking together. And I'm proud. And sometimes, and I learned something from Coach Insel years ago. Years ago, one time we were playing in the – we just had a district game. I think it was against Lincoln County when they were in our district. And we won, but the next day at practice, Coach was all over them. I mean, they couldn't tie their shoes right. And we went out to dinner after it was over, and I said, boy, Coach, you really own the girls tonight. He goes, they're not all getting along. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, they're not getting along. I can tell they're not getting along. So I've been extra tough on them. He said, but they'll all go out to dinner after practice and go to El Mexico restaurant and eat chips and dip. Got one thing in common. And I said, well, what's that? He goes, I was a rear end today. So it brought him. Yeah. And sometimes you got to do that.
Cool.
And as crazy. Much as it's not fun. And that's not really my personality.
No, man.
But I want to win too. And I see so much. I have so much potential. Some of these young ladies on the team, I just want them to get all of it. Just like I have a phrase that I tell the girls and even the kids in my class, you do the hard things and your life will be easy. Things will be easy. You do the easy, you take the easy way out, your life will be hard.
Exactly right.
But when you're 15, 16 years old, that's life lessons that you gotta learn on your own.
And so who is the next game that we have?
We play Cascade tomorrow night. At Cascade.
At Cascade. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Yeah. This is always
it'll be a battle being from because I was
you were yeah there back when we time. Yeah mm-hmm. yeah back when Rachel played at Moore County and then you were at Cascade
yeah I was there for I started there in like 2007 and I was there until I went to Ole Miss and I don't even know if I remember what year I went there, but I was there for a while. I was the longest tenured coach in Bedford County when I left to go there. I just couldn't pass the opportunity up.
Did you graduate from Cascade?
No, I didn't.
Did you go to City?
I went to Shelbyville.
Okay. Yeah. You went to Central. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I went there and I had friends that went to Cascade, and I'd come to several Moore County games back in the day. I just loved ball. Going to all the rival games and stuff.
If there's one thing I'm glad for Cascade is that I'm glad they got a new gym. I hated the old goals. Remember those things? Those things sucked.
Yeah, we had our
those things were like rigged somehow.
There was one side where we had the way the bars
see
come
you
out
even
of
know
the
what it is.
Yeah. The way the goals were, the bars come out of the wall. And what would happen with boys, all boys' dream is to dunk the ball or grab
the ball. Yeah,
So what would happen, we'd get the guys would jump and grab onto the bar. And after a while, you'd have to get onto them. But, when you had kids, you'd jump hang on it all the time. It lowered it some. And now towards the end of my tenure there, David Parker, the principal, and he was a middle school principal, and when they separated the schools, and I stayed at the middle school.
Right.
We actually raised it. We had to come in, and he brought a lift, and we took some links out of that chain to get it back 10 foot on both sides. But it was lower on one side.
Dang, you know? Yeah. And so I knew it was. It was about Rachel nine. Hated playing in that place, by the way.
Oh, a lot of it. I used to turn the heat up. I would. I had
you
it
tried
so
to,
hot.
You tried to make it like our old gym?
Oh, I'd make it so hot in there. But we'd practice in it all the time, so we were used to it. But
yeah.
I would have it hot in there on purpose.
And John to give the advantage, yeah.
Well, I liked it. The girls would get a sweat going and –
it's hard playing in that cold. Yeah, I don't like to play in the cold. Yeah. A lot of gyms are cold, you know. Well, maybe not here, but, you know, you go to the bigger gyms and it's like cold and everything. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like it a little more.
What time is, so you play tomorrow?
Tomorrow night at 6.
At 6 o'clock.
And the boys
cool.
play probably 7:30.
Whenever mm-hmm. you guys get on. All right, well, let's see. Raider Rants is this new show, new segment we got going on. We got Coach Spencer here. Coach, we'll see you next week, Wednesday, 6 p.m. ish. Okay. All right, guys, you got to give us time. We got so much going on. We're busy people.
Oh, yeah.
we know you're busy people, too. But, yeah, 6 p.m. ish, and wish you guys luck. So, we play tomorrow. We don't play anybody Friday, right?
Not Friday.
Just Thursday.
Yeah.
Just
so, everybody that, you know, can drive to the next
county. Oh, yeah.
Over,
come on, man. This is going to be a good one. I'm telling you, this is always a good one. I know it's a special one for you, and it's always something good. You know, it means something to you, and definitely everyone show up, support like you usually do.
Yeah.
we love it. And like I said, it's what makes it really an awesome play, an awesome thing when people come down here.
Yeah.
It's just like all the it is like something you do on the weekends here. Or just something during the week.
Good student athletes too. But both these teams are full of
it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be they got a new coach, they got a new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be a really fun matchup. Yeah. And so
and just to see how much my girls have changed.
And some of them,
they were babies last year. And some
they
of them
were really young,
up.
Yeah. And seeing that experience and getting the experience and growing, it's going to be cool.
Coach Brown's team, if they play like they did last night, it'll be a great
It'll be fun. It will. It definitely will. Coach Spencer, thanks for coming on, brother.
No problem, man.